Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The coronavirus pandemic and the ensuing government lockdown orders devastated many small businesses. A lot of them got help from federal programs like the Paycheck Protection Program, letting them open their doors and rehire workers. But as those funds start running out, many business owners are bracing for a longer, deeper crisis.
Even the ones that have seen some recovery are nervous about how long-lasting that's going to be. And some businesses, even though things have improved, think it's going to take a long time for activity to get back to normal.
So what are the prospects for another rescue package from Congress? Our small business reporter Ruth Simon will explain after the break.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow Today with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Small businesses around the country that were able to hire workers back and reopen are now faced with the possibility of having to let employees go and close their doors again. Our small business reporter Ruth Simon is here with details. So, Ruth, why are small businesses having to lay off workers again?
Small businesses are facing two different challenges. One is there's a resurgence in cases in some parts of the country, and that's leading to more social distancing and additional pressures. And also small businesses, many of them are starting to run through the government aid they received from the federal Paycheck Protection Program. And the big problem is there was this thought we would have a V-shaped recovery, but it looks like that's not happening.
How has the rise in coronavirus cases around the country forced owners to reshape their businesses?
It's definitely one of the issues for some of the businesses. There's also, even in places where we're not seeing a rise, there's a fear that cases may rise. And you have to keep in mind that small businesses, they operate with thinner cash reserves and thinner margins than bigger companies, and their businesses are less diversified, so they're more vulnerable to begin with.
Now, you mentioned a fear factor about the coronavirus cases among business owners. Is there also a fear factor among their customers?
That depends where you are. We've seen cases where people just want to go back out, but we also have lots of people who are still staying home or being very cautious. And one of the big questions is, are we going to see fundamental changes of behavior? And even if we don't see fundamental changes in behavior, how long is it going to be till we return to something that feels more normal?
Now, in talking with small business owners, what have they said about the Paycheck Protection Program?
For the ones who got funds early, one of the issues was the initial limitations where you had 8 weeks to spend the money and a certain amount had to be spent on payroll. It's a little more flexible now, but many of the first recipients have run through their aid. I think they need more assistance. They would like to see that assistance targeted to the sectors and the companies that need aid most.
And what does the data regarding hourly workers tell us about how small businesses have fared?
Now, a lot of the hourly worker data we've been looking at comes from Main Street sectors that involve a lot of human face-to-face contact. So you can think about things like restaurants or gyms or retailers or hair salons. And what we saw is that hourly workers, that fell back quite a lot. It was starting to, the number of employees was starting to recover after reaching a low in early April, and it was starting to move back up. But in recent weeks, we've seen things start to soften again. There was a pullback in late June that continued into mid-July.
Wow, the pandemic has really been a struggle for small businesses, but many were close to getting back on their feet.
And I think that's one of the things that's very hard. And even the ones that have seen some recovery are nervous about how long-lasting that's going to be. And some businesses, even though things have improved, think it's going to take a long time for activity to get back to normal. I talked to one small business owner whose business is fruit delivery, and he thinks it could be 2 years, despite what he's doing to make up for lost sales, for revenues to get back to pre-pandemic levels.
And it's got to be really tough for owners to let go, bring back, and let go employees all over again.
I think that has been very hard for a lot of the companies that I have talked to, and they face these choices about the workers who they'd like to keep employed and also the long-term survival of their companies. And it's very, very challenging, and I think the uncertainty only makes it more challenging.
Have some types of small businesses been more vulnerable to economic conditions than others?
The pandemic is particularly tough for businesses that depend on face-to-face interaction and for companies that can't send people home to work. So if you think about, if you look at some of the other data we have, it suggests that small businesses in areas like technology, they're doing better. I know that there are companies that provide other kinds of services, certain manufacturers, firms engaged in certain kinds of construction. There are sectors that are less hard hit. The companies that are particularly vulnerable are the ones that rely on this face-to-face interaction. A lot of them are what you think of as your typical Main Street business.
Are there new aid packages in the works that would address small business needs?
What we've seen is there's discussion in Congress about providing more aid to small businesses and trying to target it to the hardest hit businesses, but we don't have final legislation yet, so we're not sure what it's going to look like.
And while these negotiations are going on, time is money for these businesses.
It's very, very hard. Many small businesses have very, very limited cash reserves. And the longer it takes for them to get aid, the greater their struggles are. And I think they're working hard. Small business owners are inherently, they try to be optimistic. They can pivot faster or make adjustments faster than bigger companies. But these are really, really challenging times.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ruth Simon. Ruth, thanks for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure to speak with you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.